strengthen your diet with delicious superfoods. Oh, that sounds absolutely wonderful and a brilliant idea. I mean, people keep going back and forth between diets and how we should handle our bodies and what's good for us. But what was really interesting to me is to come across something that's old, but it is yet new again. And today I am joined with Jennifer Easerlo, and she is known, better yet, as the skinny chef, if you will. Hello, Jennifer, and welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. So we need all of the listeners in the D.C. market to find out what is old, but it's great and new again. Can you share that with us?
Sure, Stevie. I think, you know, superfoods is where it's really at. And superfoods are things that you might recognize in a regular grocery store that have been around forever, like grapefruit and spinach, for example. But what makes them so super is that they're nutrient-dense foods that have high levels of nutrients that can help to protect your body from disease.
Now, what kind of superfoods are you talking about in particular?
Some of my top superfoods include Florida grapefruit, for example, spinach, plain non-fat yogurt, flaxseed, wild salmon, and chili peppers.
Mm.
And these are items that are easy to cook with, but they also have high levels of nutrients, things like vitamin C that help to protect your skin and help with your immunity, you know, especially when the weather's cold out like it is now.
Oh, yeah, we could use a little comfort. I checked out your website, and I just think it's absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Oh, it is such a good read, and it's easy to follow. And, I, you know, when I was talking about something old that's new again, and for myself, it's rediscovering grapefruit.
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of wonderful recipes, things that, you know, people crave on a regular basis that you can cook using 100% grapefruit juice. For example, I have a wonderful teriyaki recipe that's featured on the GoFloridaGrapefruit.com website. And it's something that's easy to make when you come home late from work. Everybody loves the taste of teriyaki. And
mm-hmm.
by combining many of these superfoods, including wild salmon, not only are you getting the vitamin C, but you're getting other nutrients like omega-3s, which
mm-hmm.
are great to protect your heart and also to improve your mood.
Wow. You know, wild salmon. Now, where would we be able to find that in a regular grocery store? Is it at a specialty store?
You could find that at a lot of fish markets. The reason I say wild is because, unfortunately, the farm-raised salmon does not have omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm.
So that's something that you have to look out for. But, you know, if fish seems, you know, that it's difficult to find for you, you can always supplement your diet with things like walnuts or flaxseed. That also has omega-3s.
Now, I did check out a couple of those recipes, and they look absolutely wonderful, especially, you know, when you were talking about the salmon and, you know, with all the great juices, if you will. And I just kept looking at that, and I said, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to go home and try some
That's
of this pretty soon.
That's a perfect Super Bowl treat. You know, it's on a skewer. You can serve that. Everyone can use their fingers. And, you know, it's a great meal to serve at parties as well because it's so, you know, it's so easy to pick up and handle. And, you know, people who love teriyaki won't even know what's in it. It just tastes like a delicious, sweet teriyaki sauce.
Now, what got you into looking into what we call superfoods? I mean, is it the kick and the raise of interest of people wanting to be healthy again?
Exactly. Part of it's that the other side to it is that the style of cooking I do is, you know, really about balance. And I want to create family meals for people that satisfy their crave but also are nutritious. And when you cook with superfoods, you can use smaller amounts and still get the same nutrients that you do in everyday food. And that's the beauty of them.
Now, do we find that the way food is absorbed through males and females, is it different? I mean, what type of nutrient values can I, as a 40-something female, get as opposed to, you know, a young 10-year-old child? Because I know we used to eat up grapefruit like they were oranges. And I haven't done that in quite some time.
Right. And, you know, since you mentioned grapefruit, Florida grapefruit is a great source of vitamin C, which helps your body to create collagen, which is important as you age. And it, you know, helps to protect your skin and make you look youthful.
Mm. Well, I'll go for that. Can I put a little bit on my face? Will that work
Actually,
as well?
It works quite well as a skin softener.
Right.
I have a scrub recipe that has grapefruit in it that people love.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty fun. I like that. Anytime we could use our food just beyond, you know, absorbing, and I think I've absorbed quite a bit.
And that's right. And what you want to keep in mind, too, is, you know, taking a multivitamin certainly helps, but getting your nutrients from food in terms of absorption is the best way, because you know those foods are being absorbed, whereas sometimes if you take a supplement or vitamin, you know, it passes through your system without actually, you know, getting the benefits.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know what I do? I'm stuck on this grapefruit thing. I think because when I went to the site, I started getting my, you know, salivation going, if you will, about different tastes and flavors. Now, my boys really don't take to it that well. Are there some ways, tips, that I can help incorporate that flavor?
Absolutely.
For those nutrients?
I think with kids, you know, you want to think kids' food. There's a great popsicle recipe on the website that's a yogurt pop that's sweet, and it's with pink grapefruit. It's wonderful. And also, you know, I do things like buttermilk cupcakes where I combine grapefruit juice, and that gives a light citrus flavor that kids love. So you want to think about, you know, kids' foods and how barbecue sauce would be another tip. Teenage boys love barbecue. So.
Well, you probably hit on something there. It's pretty funny because usually when we go out, my eldest always seems to gravitate to ribs. Or something.
Right, well, you
barbecue.
Can make barbecue chicken fingers and, you know, make it with grapefruit juice.
Well, you know what? I think I'm going to have you put together my Super Bowl menu, if you will. It sounds like an awesome.
Well,
awesome
I'll be cooking for the Super Bowl this year, so I can definitely give you some tips.
Well, I'm speaking with Jennifer Easterlo, and you're sharing with our DC market about all the antioxidant-rich types of superfoods that we can have within our menu and make them family-friendly, if you will. But the thing that I find as a busy person, both my coworker and I were talking about how long it takes to get anywhere around the D.C. area, time is of essence. Are there ways to prepare these, you know, superfoods in a so it doesn't take so long?
Well, I have a lot of recipes that use the blender. For example, you know, the popsicles that I mentioned to you, where you're putting, you know, everything in the blender and freezing it up. But another great tip is, you know, on the weekend, I'm really pressed for time. I go ahead and section grapefruit, or, you know, I do little baggies of things like carrots, or I have my almonds, and I pre-prep those so that, you know, during the week when I'm really swamped, I throw them in my purse and off I go. I have a wonderful snack that's healthy, too. Because a lot of times I find myself, if, you know, I'm off-site working, that all of a sudden, you know, I'm starving and I need a snack and I want to have something that's healthy.
Wow. How old were you, by the way, when you discovered that eating well is a good thing? You know, some people, you know, like I said, when I was younger, I liked, you know, being conscientious and I don't know where it went.
I grew up in a family of foodies. Unfortunately, we had a tendency to overdo it on the portion size, so my family does have weight issues. And I think that's where my interest in cooking healthy came from when I went to culinary school and started to cook professionally. And the more I do it, the more I realize that you don't have to sacrifice taste to eat healthy.
Right. Well, speaking of culinary school, do you cook with organic foods?
I do, and I also use conventional. In terms of the superfoods, you can find them in organic or conventional that's in, you know, in your local grocery store.
Right. Do you find that it's cost-effective for the average family to shop organic? Or, you know, are there good substitutes, if you will?
There are. I mean, it depends. Certain products are more expensive if they're organic than not. But what I encourage people is to always look for those superfoods, organic or conventional, because you're still getting the nutrients regardless.
Right. I was wondering also, is there a mainstay superfood that you have?
I definitely have my grapefruit juice every day just because I know with an 8-ounce glass, I'm getting 100% of vitamin C, which is crucial for me. But I like to combine superfoods, many superfoods in recipes because I want to make sure I'm getting a broad range of nutrients. And, you know, I want different flavors, too, because that's what makes cooking and eating so exciting is to have variety.
Right, and the taste, if you will.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me, if you will, the types of superfoods that offer, like, say, the most nutritional value to a young adolescent male, as I'm experiencing that at home and trying to come up with snacks and things that, because by the time he gets home from school, the young man is famished, and I almost have to wonder if he ate all day.
Oh, right, right. Well, the great thing about these superfoods are the levels of nutrients in them. Spinach is one of my favorite. Popeye definitely had something when, you know, he was reaching for his spinach. And spinach is really easy to combine in different dishes to hide it. For example, when I make spaghetti and meatballs, I chop up fresh baby spinach and toss it in with some flaxseed. And, you know, I make my meat mixture. If you're going to make meatloaf, I mean, these are types of meals that are hearty, but are also, you know, appropriate for growing teens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm trying to find that balance right now, and having a, you know, like I said, a teenager and then a younger one at home, I know that their nutritional needs can be a bit different. Do you have any suggestions for, like, superfood for people who are watching their intake or acidic foods?
You know, watching their intake of?
Consumption of the amount, portions, or, you know.
Well, all these superfoods are great just because, many of them are low in calories, low in sugar, low in fat, and you can eat the same size portion and get double or triple the amount of vitamins and minerals. So, you know, some of the ones I mentioned, which were flax and whole grains is another one, spinach, non-fat yogurt, Florida grapefruit, and wild salmon. So, you know, you want to follow, of course, the portion size on the recipe if you're working with one of my recipes, and, you know, that you are obviously having a low-calorie, low-fat meal.
Well, then, you know, since you mentioned working with your recipes, if you were, well, where else can we find out more information about you, Jennifer, the skinny chef? And then after you tell me that, I need to find out where the skinny chef came from.
Sure.
That's quite clever.
You can see my recipes on GoFloridaGrapefruit.com and also on my website, SkinnyChef.com. And the name Skinny Chef, it's interesting. My husband actually came up with the idea when I was in culinary school because, you know, they used to tease me about being slender and being a good cook. But I actually come from a family where most of my family members are obese or morbidly obese. So, you know, food's always been an issue with me. Fortunately, as, you know, I became, you know, as I learned more about food and I fought my own battle with weight gain, you know, I maintain a very healthy weight now, but a lot of my family members have passed away because of weight issues. So that's why right now, you know, a lot of my focus is on obesity and fighting childhood obesity.
Wow. Besides going to your website, do you have any, you know, work published in any magazines or publications or anything like that for people who love to read?
Sure. I contribute to Self Magazine. I also work for Yoga Life, which is iyogalife.com, and I worked on two recent books that came out. One was Jessica Seinfeld's Deceptively Delicious, which was a wonderful project, and Joy Bauer's Food Cures.
That sounds, you know, I'm just sitting here, and my mouth is still watering, you know, thinking about the grapefruit recipes that you had earlier, that I read earlier on the website, if you will. And I am speaking with Jennifer Easerlow, and she's letting us folks in the D.C. market know how we can eat well, live well, and enjoy life well. And the ultimate, if you will, in superfoods would be your what? Which one do you like the best?
Grapefruit's right up there, but I have to say spinach as well. Spinach is one of my favorites, but it depends. It depends what I'm working on. They all have benefits.
Yeah, you know, this is the winter season, if you will, but all year long, what kinds of foods work best for the different seasons, if you will? Like, are there warm foods for different for the cold seasons? Are there
definitely
nice, light foods?
There's something about seasonality which fits very well into nutrition, and a lot of the foods that are seasonal can help to protect your body against the elements. So, you know, in the summer, you're eating lighter foods, lots of fruits and vegetables. And in the winter now, we have, you know, peak season with grapefruit, which is great for immunity. So eating seasonally is important, and eating locally is also important because you're getting, you know, fruits and vegetables that are the freshest, they are the tastiest, and they're the most nutritious because they're grown in the correct season. And, you know, they're not being shipped over long distances, so they're going to taste you know, the best that they can possibly taste.
Oh, I think superfoods taste great at any time. Well, Jennifer, unfortunately, we've run out of time already. I really appreciate having this conversation with you. And I think the folks in D.C. might have learned a little something today.
That's great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.